coming to you in the spirit of musical discovery, past, present, and future. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. No genre, no agenda, no set playlist. It's always an excursion into the musical landscape. And we just heard two pianos with Mike Oldfield's Omnidon, Part 1. A little bit later in the program, we're going to hear a mini documentary on DXing Africa on shortwave. So please stay tuned for that. And a bunch of cool music coming from the depths of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. If I were a carpenter and you're a lady, won't you marry me anyway? Won't you have my baby? If a tinker was my trade, would you still find me carrying the parts made, following behind me? Save my love from loneliness, save my love from sorrow. I've given you my loneliness. Oh, come and give me yours tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me quick, yes I would. How could you above me? If I was a miller and a mule wheel grinding, would you miss your kitted blouse, your soft shoes shining? Save my love from loneliness, save my love from sorrow. I've given you my loneliness. Oh, come and give me this tomorrow. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If I were a carpenter, if I were a carpenter, if I were a carpenter.
You're listening to Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with Drive-In, a Capital 78, and you're on the Soundbeat. Richard Hollingshead learned a lot from his test run of his big idea. He went through various incarnations of the first drive-in at his home in Camden, New Jersey, starting with cars lined up one after another and a single speaker behind the screen, which obviously didn't work. He gradually arrived at disparate spacing, elevated in the back, and the sound delivery would evolve to the in-car speakers we use today, or the last time you were at a drive-in. His invention saw the light of day, or dusk, in 1933. Nelson Riddle is recognized as one of the foremost arrangers in popular music history. According to WNYC's Jonathan Schwartz, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, and Nelson Riddle stand, in my judgment, at the spine of American popular music. Check out more episodes right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Once in a while on the Radio Thrift Shop, I like to do a survey of the low-power FM radio stations that are broadcasting in and around New Hampshire so that when you're not listening to WSCS, you can tune into possibly some other radio stations that you might want to check out and maybe listen to, turn your friends on to if you enjoy what you're hearing. So also broadcasting here in New Hampshire, you have WNHNLP at 94.7 in Concord, New Hampshire News, Views, and Blues. They play a lot of jazz music, actually. And over in Keene, you have WKHPLP at 94.9, broadcasting from the Keene Foursquare Church, doing business as the Harvest Christian Fellowship. Down in Manchester, you have WMNH at 95.3, and that's run by the Manchester Public Television Service. Way up in Bartlett, New Hampshire, you got a very cool jazz station at 101.1 WJSKLP. And I'd love to hear that station. That's in a kind of an isolated area of New Hampshire that probably doesn't get a whole lot of radio signals. The town of Bedford is broadcasting at 105.1. It's WBNHLP with an alternative rock format. And over in Rochester with oldies, you have WMEXLP at 105.9. And for those of us who've been around the block, WMEX used to be an AM station back in the 1960s and 70s. And I remember when they played a lot of AM pop music back in the day. They were a very cool radio station and broadcasting out of the Boston area that I could receive in Manchester loud and clear. So that's just a little bit of a roundup of some of the LPFM radio stations broadcasting here in New Hampshire, and I'll be listing more of those in the future editions of the Radio Thrift Shop. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to shortwave radio and DXing Africa.
Acetone, 21 hours, 54 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Let's see what I can get on my shortwave. No solar eruptions means that the atmospheric conditions are pretty good. Let's see. Hey! Hi there. Georges Collinet with you on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International. This edition, DXing Africa, listening in on distant radio stations in Africa. DXing, by the way, is a term from the early days of radio. It's Morse code shorthand for distance, DX. Now, this is not just casual shortwave radio listening to the strongest radio signals out of Africa. DXers are dedicated, some would say fanatic, I'm one of them, about getting rare, hard-to-get sounds and news. Sound quality is not the priority, and a good ear and a little patience are necessary. This is lo-fi, but the rewards are exciting. You can be hearing Gabon, Niger, Tunisia, Swaziland, and so on. DXers are all over the world. They call their radios listening posts, and that's what we have today. The Afropop Worldwide Listening Post.
A Invité sur Kilimanjaro, sur Africa numéro 1, Armée Coïtale.
No, your radio has not experienced its own shortwave immaculate conception. Immaculate reception is obviously not the point, as Afropop Worldwide has turned into your DXing Africa listening post. Today, we're DXing, tuning in national or regional stations in Africa. The sound kind of fades in and out. You know, think of the signals as wafting in from over the Atlantic. We are pulling them in for you from over 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles away. You just heard the voice of the Tigray Revolution in Ethiopia. And before that, Zambia's Radio 1 signing off. And before that, the voice of the Sahel in Niger. Georges Collinet with you. Later in the program, I'll give you an email and postal address to get our primer on DXing Africa. In the States, you can also get many of the international services broadcast to Africa, the BBC, Radio France International, The Voice of America.
Bonjour l'Afrique.
For over 35 years, I've been waking over 100 million Africans with my show called Bonjour l'Afrique. On the Voice of America that goes out to the continent every morning.
بسمت بكيني بسمت نسيني بني يا ليلي معي That was Dalton with the Soul Brother. Before that, Julius Brockington and Cosmic Force. And we started off with the Dalton again with Alec. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. If you would like to communicate with me, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. You can also check out Facebook and look for the Radio Thrift Shop group. I'd be glad to have you on board, where I post some announcements on occasions. And there is also a website coming, so please hang on. I will eventually announce that in the not-too-distant future.
The sounds of a bird we may never see or hear of again. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The ivory-billed woodpecker is the largest woodpecker native to North America that inhabited the bottomland forest of the southeastern United States.
Mark Barrow is a professor of history at Virginia Tech.
It was a species that not much was known about until the 1930s, and by that point, it had already reached very low levels. The National Audubon Society basically sponsored a study of the ivory-billed woodpecker that was undertaken by an individual named James Tanner. And he spent 3 years doing this extensive survey of bottomland forest across the southeastern United States, places where the ivory bill had been known to exist, either through specimens or sightings or previous records. And he traveled something like 40,000 miles on a Model A Ford. He canoed, he hiked, he took horses, did this extensive survey, and didn't find any ivory-billed woodpeckers, except for in one place in Louisiana, this 80,000-acre tract called the Singer Tract. And he found 6 individuals that he was able to study. He watched them in their nesting cavities. He took pictures. And he discovered that the demise of ivory-billed populations could be linked directly to clear-cutting of these bottomland forests. And he discovered what this creature allegedly ate, which was the larvae of a particular species of beetle that only existed in mature forest, and that was the reason for its demise, basically. And so there have been repeated claims of sightings of the ivory-billed woodpecker, including most recently in 2004 and 2005. There have been a lot of credible sightings of this thing, but there's still no definitive proof that it exists.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. The North American Shortwave Association is alive and well and publishing a monthly 40-page zine about shortwave radio. Inside its pages, you will find guides to radio stations, frequencies, and times that they are broadcasting, historical information, and news from shortwave stations around the world. There's even loggings of pirate radio broadcasts. The NASWA Journal is the most comprehensive resource for shortwave listeners in North America. And it's not online, it's on paper and in your hands. For more information, write to the North American Shortwave Association, 45 Wildflower Road, Levittown, Pennsylvania, 19057. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll see you on the shortwaves.